Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. A little later in the program, a discussion of just how much help digital tools deliver to Santa in the crash to get ready for Christmas. But first, you think you're behind? Think about Congress. This legislative session is about over, and it is breaking records for piling up backlogs and getting very little done. Congress has only passed 52 new laws this year out of thousands proposed, the lowest amount in the post-World War II era by a lot. And between now and the recess, let's just say they have 2 weeks in the House and the Senate, 5 days, 8-hour days, that's 80 hours. With the amount of money they need to negotiate to deal with the most urgent matters, like the $175 billion in the farm bill, unemployment benefits, and the sequester cuts, that works out to about $2 billion per hour to meet that deadline. But to clear the 6,352 bills now before Congress, they would have to vote on and dispose of 79.4 per hour to move that backlog. Okay, that's ridiculous. But simply to save face and avoid the post-World War II record for doing nothing, they still need to pass 4 bills a day to squeak past the 1995 record of shameful inaction. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, welcome.
Hi, John.
Can you help us deliver some sort of metrics on what Congress needs to do to avoid being the ultimate do-nothing Congress since World War II?
Well, I'm not sure that a lot of members of Congress necessarily care about being branded a do-nothing Congress or not passing a lot of laws. It was Speaker Boehner himself earlier this year who said on television that this Congress, or at least this House, should be judged by the number of laws it repeals, not the number of laws it passes. And the reason why he's saying that is a new politics of the right, really, the force that's helping to drive the House Republicans. They don't want to pass a lot of laws. Now, before anybody stares at their radio too hard, it's not accurate to just blame one party of one house for the slowdown, for the government shutdown, essentially, that Congress has become. It's really because the House and Senate are on such different ideological and political paths, there isn't any common ground. There just isn't between them. So the only things that pass are either completely non-controversial, like how about a bill that provides EpiPens, epinephrine pens in public schools, or another bill called the Freedom to Fish Act, relatively non-controversial, Stolen Valor Act. Everybody loves the troops. Sure, those things are great, but anything of real import, no.
You did a great sort of workup on what we could statistically expect between now and the recess, and it's 3 1/3 more bills passed for the rest of the year based on the pace. So if there's only enough time for 3 bills, what is it that needs to go?
Well, there's a couple things that have to happen. There's one thing that really has to happen in some way, and that's a budget deal. Now, I'm going to qualify my own statement. It actually doesn't have to happen before New Year's because, as you know, Congress loves to work up against deadlines, and they can always vote themselves an extension. There is a budget conference going on right now between Patty Murray, the budget chairman from Washington State, Democrat, and Paul Ryan, the Republican from Wisconsin. They're trying to work out a limited, small, narrow budget deal that was required after the last government shutdown. That was part of the deal. They're just trying to replace part of the sequestration cuts for the next 2 years. John, they're not talking about any big entitlement cuts, any big tax increases. Forget about a grand bargain. The question is, can they get some small deal by December 13th? They have to find something to do by January 15th, or it's another government shutdown. They're confident they're going to get somewhere close, but this is going to be a small deal. The other thing that has to pass eventually, and it doesn't have to be by January 1st, but it should be, farm bill. You mentioned it in the intro. It's worth $1 trillion over 10 years. They are so far apart on this issue of SNAP, the food stamp program.
Right,
the Senate has $4 billion in cuts on the table. The House, $40 billion, and they haven't shown any signs of getting closer. There are other big issues, direct payments to farmers, dairy production, a lot of other stuff. It's a major bill. They have to get something done there.
If we made a badge for "I'm proud that we did nothing in this Congress," would both parties wear it, or would that just be a Republican badge?
For the pride part, I think you'd probably have to say Republicans would wear the pride part, but both sides might have earned it, I'm sorry to say.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.